Today is the 12th anniversary of the massacre of Chinese students in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Though the killings brought worldwide condemnation, the Chinese government insisted the crackdown was necessary to prevent chaos. Today, the events of 1989 have not been forgotten by those who took part, but the dissident movement in China is in disarray, with the leaders in prison or in exile. Those dissidents who remain active are changing their approach. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
In the spring of 1989, the campuses of Beijing's universities were abuzz with talk of political reform. The idealism of the students who led the protests in Tiananmen Square infected much of the city. Now, 12 years later, it couldn't be more different. Beijing University is the country's most prestigious. Where once its cafeterias were a hotbed of political discussion, now they're full of students preparing for interviews at Microsoft, Motorola, or Kodak.
喂，你好。
Like almost every other student on campus, Jiang Ming has a cell phone and a pager and several email addresses. He says he was 9 years old when the Tiananmen massacre occurred and knows little about June the 4th.
I think it's not so important to us now because we do not have a lot of background about it and we do not care about it very much. Yeah. We don't care about it just because now we are all very busy and we want to get very high score in all kinds of examinations. We want to find a good job.
Good jobs are what it's all about now for China's students. Jiang says the universities have lost their political radicalism, though the issue of Tiananmen is still sufficiently sensitive for him not to want his real name used. He says in the long term, of course, all Chinese people want political reform, but he agrees with the government that stability is important above everything. Just look at the chaos in the Soviet Union, he adds.
The democratic situation in China now is not so perfect, but there is no necessity to overturn it or just to raise some turmoil in our country. It's not very good for the development of our economy. It's also not very good for the living conditions to be improved in our people. So I think we do not need so drastic changes now.
It's not only the students who've changed since Tiananmen. The dissident community in China was decimated after 1989. Many of those who took part in Tiananmen are in exile in the US or in jail. Those who are not have made little progress in political reform. And now even some of them are changing to a less confrontational approach. A group of Christians meet in their home to sing hymns and pray together. Their house group has become a focus point for dissidents, many of whom are believers. One of them is 40-year-old Dr. Xu Yonghai. He was in Tiananmen Square 12 years ago and helped ferry the injured to hospital. In 1995, he wrote an open letter to the Chinese government demanding they apologize for Tiananmen and calling for political reform. He spent 2 years in jail. With the crackdown on political dissent as strict as ever, Xu and his friends have recently switched the focus of their work from political to social issues.
We have realized that our previous way of confronting the government politically just wasn't working. Demanding political rights can neither redress June the 4th nor change the system. So we ask ourselves, what is the true spirit of June the 4th? The true spirit is speaking and working for the common people.
And that, says Xu, is now their purpose. He still wants to see a multi-party system, but he says he's just being realistic. 12 years of political struggle have got him and the democratic movement in China precisely nowhere. And what's more, ordinary people are not even behind them. Xu says there are many more social freedoms in China now as long as you stay out of politics. So most common people are more worried how they're going to pay for healthcare or deal with unemployment than they are with forming a political party.
Throughout the 1990s, many of us went to jail for demanding political or press freedoms. But this year, we wrote a letter to the National People's Congress about someone's house being demolished illegally, and we didn't have any persecution because of it. There is a lot more space for us now to work within the system, and that's why we've changed our approach.
Xu admits not all the dissident community agrees with him, and he says, of course, the leaders may not listen. But he insists that unless they do, more workers, and especially peasants, will become radicalized, and the government will have a lot more problems on their hands than they had with the mainly urban intellectuals of 1989. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.